I'm WUWM Susan Bentz. One of the challenges of the coronavirus pandemic has been getting resources to those who need them most. That includes people who've been quarantined, laid off, or unable to keep up with bills. Federal funding, in the form of the CARES Act, is meant to make a dent. But in Milwaukee, there's been frustration surrounding getting those funds out to the communities. It was evident at Tuesday's Common Council meeting. In May, Milwaukee used CARES Act money to start distributing what it called hazard pay to city workers who faced potential risk of exposure to the coronavirus. The city also used the funding to help keep families in stable housing. But Alderwoman Shantia Lewis says she worried the federal help is missing pockets of the community. 2 weeks ago, at a Common Council committee meeting, Lewis proposed a first-come, first-served stipend
for families to be able to help in this virtual learning time, provide internet access, whether a laptop or some sort of device for our senior community, and additionally providing some support for those businesses that are starting up. If you're, you know, a brand new business, you're missing the opportunity to apply for PPE dollars and those types of things.
Lewis says she's been mulling over the strategy for months. She proposes funding the initiative with yet unused CARES Act funds allocated to the city's Community Block Grant Program. At Tuesday's meeting of the full Common Council, the plan faced an hour's worth of questions. Alderwoman Marina Dmitrievich wanted to know how many people the program would serve, how much it would cost, and more fundamentally, does the Common Council have the power to reallocate CARES funds?
I truly support the effort and the values. And believe me, people need some relief. But I'm a little confused. I first wanted to know how much the program is going to cost. I guess the final item is, I remember being told many times that only the executive and administrative branch can appropriate or reappropriate CARES funding.
Alderwoman Lewis says she's working out the details with the head of the city's Community Development Grants Department. She says there's pressure to act soon because the funding must be used by the end of the year.
As we are getting to the wire of this, that it has to be extended, I don't see that this being a problem to be able to just try to earmark some funds to help our community directly.
And Lewis says there's plenty of money waiting to be earmarked. The city's budget and management director, Dennis Iaccarino, just sent Common Council members a CARES funding status report. Lewis says she and others were shocked to learn more than $44 million of the $103 million allotted had not yet been spent.
Let's be mindful that the allocation, just like we got that email last night, and it said all of these numbers and all of these different departments, we had no knowledge.
Discussion returned to Alderwoman Lewis's proposed initiative. She wants immigrants and undocumented residents to share in the stipend program. But Alderwoman Marina Dmitrievich says it's not clear whether they'd be eligible.
Are we able to hear during this meeting at this time, for the record specifically, the federal CARES funding in this program that's being created can be used for undocumented workers? Because there's such specification and so many details and strings attached to this federal money.
Alderwoman Malele Cogs reminded fellow council members they often approve proposals that lack details based on the shared belief that the goals were commendable.
Without there being a full-blown plan in front of us or an exact dollar amount before us, it is not strange for us as a council to do that.
But Cogs believes the debate at Tuesday's meeting exposes a deeper issue, a lack of communication between the council and Mayor Tom Barrett's office over the CARES funding.
I know you, Alderwoman Dmitrievich, and I know you, Alderwoman Lewis, have both had, you know, countless questions about the CARES Act's money, how it was being chosen to be disseminated, and the way in which and timing in which it came to the council. These are hard times for all the people we serve.
Cogs continued, saying she hoped someone from the mayor's office was listening in.
It would be so much easier if conversations were had on the front end, where there was collaboration between the council and the administration as to how these dollars could be spent. So we are not sitting here debating about program aspects that I think, for the most part, the majority of us agree with.
Cogs says unless leaders learn to improve communication, they'll find themselves in the same situation again and again. We reached out to Mayor Barrett's office, but as of the time the story was filed, we had not yet received a response. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.